Welcome back, my friend, to another episode of The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news, and TheSarahPayum.com, where we reveal the deepest secrets of the deep state, and UnstoppableFood.com, that one's brand new, where we show you how to survive a famine with an amazing garden. And in style, I mean, this is really an incredible garden technique compared to traditional, more high labor, more intensive methods. And of course, uncensored.church, the most uncensored church in the world. Also, I just want to mention, of course, our sponsors, redpillliving.com, before we dive into this. But we have some important things to discuss on this one. Updates to war, updates to famine. The next plandemic is here, and so much more. Here we go.
Late nights digging up the dirty secrets of the deep state. That's our family time these days. And you never know it to look at my skin. No bags, less wrinkles. The secret? The new revolutionary C60 infused facial cream, Time Stop. It's the world's most powerful, long-lasting, time-stopping beauty cream on the market today. Time Stop infuses your skin with nutrients that revitalize and hydrate without causing redness or irritation. It smooths wrinkles, softens skin, and improves elasticity, turning back time to make you feel great about looking in the mirror. Plus, it deep cleans and destroys acne to improve your complexion. The deep state has its secrets. I have mine. Try Time Stop today at redpillliving.com/timestop. Time Stop is made in small batches to ensure the highest possible quality, which makes supplies very limited. Visit redpillliving.com/timestop and turn back the clock starting now. Your secret is safe with me.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Okay, so diving right in. Iran has now attacked Israel, false Israel. Now, this is important for a number of reasons, but it should not surprise any of us. I'm certainly not surprised. I doubt any of the folks who have been watching my show for any amount of time are surprised. We've been expecting an increasing response from the Muslim and Arabic world in proportion to the baby bombing campaign. And now the invasion of Rafah, the last area in Gaza that hasn't been bombed into oblivion, and they're basically just going to push them right into the ocean or bomb them and scrape up the rubble with bulldozers. That is the plan for an entire people ethnically genocided. Of course, Iran is also probably a puppet of the Jews. Aminadad, or whatever his name was, certainly was a CIA plant. Now, that's well known. The current leadership, I'm less certain of, but most of the Arabic world are infiltrated, including like the royal families, the House of Saud, etc., are basically Jews. And that's the same with Europeans as well. I mean, it's the same with all of mankind. Look at what happened in China as well. It's everywhere. So basically, they are the demon hiding behind the local face, whatever that face may be, whatever color that may be. It's them, the bloodline of Satan, and they will infiltrate and rise up above the locals with cruelty, corruption, graft, sin, and blood rituals, everything, all of it. But the point here I'm trying to get across is things are escalating. Things are growing in intensity. And they are panicking as they lose more and more control of the narrative. People are turning against them. They know it, and it's too late to stop it. But man, are they going to try anyway? Expect just overreacting. Expect a hammer brought out by governments. Expect laws to suddenly change in support of censoring felony opinions like we've already seen rolling out. And, I use Canada, life in prison, for the wrong opinion as an example, but there's more coming. Speaking to that, we also have the next bird flu strain found in milk, raw milk, of course, for the first time. Now, this is just another excuse to kill a bunch of animals, to kill cows, the animals that we need to survive. There's a whole lot of, you know, different things that you could say about this. It's dumb for many reasons. But of course, the real health risks, the real health vectors of disease, the real problems in our food supply is the industrial level, profit over people. But not even just that. You can make profits with people, and you make better profits, in fact, doing so. But the profits at the cost of people, it's almost like a profits through people rather than a profits in collaboration with people. They're just like going right over them with a bulldozer. Where have we seen that before? These companies, they torture the animals, they poison the animals, they look for reasons to basically give them more junk and more chemicals, and they comply with everything that is suggested by them. All of the vaccines, all of the nonsense, all of the antibiotics and such. So, of course, the real vectors of disease come from those chains, and that's where we see all the disease come from. But they're going to go after your cow. And no better time to mention it, unstoppablefood.com. I mentioned it briefly earlier. I want to show it off. This is my new website. It shows the videos that we've done so far. And that's a squirrel on my head. Yep. And it's cool stuff. It's a lot of very, very good information in a very short amount of time. And great links, and we even have some cool products. Wink, wink, if you guys want to support the show. And go over to redpillliving.com or stop at unstoppablefood.com and check out some of the stuff that we have right out of my own garden, including some of these cool little gadgets that will help you to like water your animals, etc. And I want to mention more laws being changed for felony wrongthink, felony opinion, etc. The Biden administration has officially altered or really abolished Title IX as we know it. And we are now seeing the sex equals gender identity being legalized. Basically, and this is from Riley Gaines' Twitter here. In a nutshell, the new rewrite means men can take academic and athletic scholarships from women. Men have full access to bathrooms, locker rooms, etc. Men could be housed in dorms with women. Students and faculty must compel their speech by requiring the use of preferred pronouns. And, of course, this is for children in little schools, not just colleges as well. And if the guidelines above are ignored or even questioned, then you can be charged with harassment. That's where this is going. Illegal opinion, harassment for thinking the wrong thing. And, of course, Riley Gaines is sort of a champion in this space against this sort of, mixing of men who think they're women with women in sports or in locker rooms. I mean, she's got personal experiences from both, and, you know, she's sort of an industry lead on this topic. So it's a good one to follow on Twitter for that particular, vein of discussion, of course. I mean, I don't know anything about her politics other than that. I don't want to endorse everything else that she thinks, of course. You guys know me. But another African state has also moved to kick the U.S. out. Our military is being kicked out of Africa left and right because they're pushing more toward the BRICS better deal, and that's Russia, China. And frankly, they may even be getting some pressure to do so. Certainly there's no reason for us to be there that's going to benefit them, but if they're getting a better deal elsewhere or double dealing, then that would make absolute sense. Russia and China would tell them, hey, get those guys out of there. We'll give you something better. And, this is a trend, a growing trend, and we're seeing it also with the monetary side of things. As everybody's ditching the dollar, they're heading to the BRICS nations, better deal, more fair, better future, and the dollar is clearly dying, and everyone who says so gets their country invaded as we go through this. And there I realize, like, the articles don't quite show up. Look at that. Darn it. I've got to adjust that sometime. So it's a little bit cut off here. I apologize. I'm just going to work through it. You guys know what I'm talking about. You can find these articles if you want, if you doubt me or want to read it and get the details. Mike Johnson also has helped the new Republican, so-called conservative Speaker of the House, replacing McCarthy, the obvious shill. This less obvious shill, I think, until now, has now passed another $95 billion to fund foreign wars that kill Christians and are basically just completely wasted. In fact, I mean, the Ukraine war is done. Russia already won. Newsflash. And, you know, they're just giving money away for no reason. Or just sending more people to die for no reason, which is really the thing. They're just sending the young white people to die. Teenagers. They're sending teenagers to die with barely any training, and they're using a draft to do it, and they've already ran out of men. They've ran out of, you know, adults, and they're going through the disabled and young. In Europe, the European Parliament has approved a controversial migration pact. Basically, if you don't take all of the African migration that we tell you to take, you're going to pay a fine for every single migrant you reject. This is what they're planning to do to destroy the West completely. And of course, there's very few nations standing against it. And you know how this turns out. Your town, wherever your town is in the West, is now a border town. And I dare you to deny it. Very few people can honestly say, no, not a border town here. Now, I want to share a couple of other things as well. I'm going to pop these in from a different avenue. A quick personal message before we get back to the news. I just want to remind everyone, we are 100% listener supported. So please support and donate or shop Patriot with our sister company and Christian sponsor, redpillliving.com, if you can, because this is all that keeps us going, you. And that's why we're 100% independent and 100% honest. One of the last few outlets to remain so. Check out redpillliving.com and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com for incredible health and wellness products, gourmet and organic coffee from around the world, and incredible plants from my own garden, unstoppable food, and so much more. Now back to our program. Did you know that the Prime Minister of False Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, keeps a model syringe from the coronavirus vaccine, the Crown virus, on a display in his office? Do you understand yet? It's a weapon. They're proud of it. Now, they killed a billion of us. How are they going to get rid of the rest? That's what they're thinking. War, famine, draft, pestilence, all those things are coming, friends. China has switched from buying gold to take all of the silver, and it will have a dramatic effect quite quickly. This will quickly deplete all available physical silver, which is already sort of scarce in comparison to gold, because they use it up faster than they can mine it in industry, medicine, etc. And gold just sort of sits there, looking pretty, collecting dust, and not doing much, barely getting used. So there's a lot of gold available. There's not much silver. And China has basically been playing the long game, buying gold, telling their citizens to buy gold for some time. All the central banks, of course, are buying gold. But now, this dramatic shift. This is such a big deal. It's like they were in a big lake with a medium-sized fish gobbling up little fish. They just took that same medium-sized fish and put it in a puddle. And now there's barely enough water to breathe, and that fish is going to consume every available amount of, you know, oxygen and anything else in that little puddle that it can. Because the same amount of purchasing power from the average Chinese citizens, you know, following this directive from their god, the Chinese Communist Party ran by the Jews, will not be that big a deal in the gold market. There's just too much gold, it's too expensive, and, you know, they just don't have that much weight to throw around. But in the silver market, the Chinese citizenry united will destroy it completely in no time, because they have enough weight to throw around in that market. I hope I'm making sense here, but basically this is going to change the world. This is going to crash the dollar. This is what the Hunt brothers about did before they got stopped by a visit. And this is what gets people killed when they do it normally. But the government of China doing it, well, that's just unstoppable. You can't kill all of the Chinese citizens before silver runs out. And when silver runs out, the dollar dies. False. Israel is now dropping white phosphorus on Lebanese civilians in retaliation, apparently, for Iran's attack. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for watching this. I hope it was of value. I hope that you will consider liking, sharing, subscribing, and if possible, if it's not a burden, supporting. You can donate at nemosnewsnetwork.com/donate or shop Patriot with our Christian Patriot sponsors at redpillliving.com and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com. And don't forget unstoppablefood.com as well. You can check out our plants and stuff. So we'll see you guys on the next one. Nemos out.